Good morning, TMC family. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just praise you and we thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, Lord, and we are just rejoicing and we're so glad in it. Lord Jesus, we love you more than anything on this day and every day, Lord. And we thank you for just all the wonders you've given us and your beautiful glory that you shine every morning. Lord, we thank you for this call that refreshes us every morning, every Monday through Friday. And we thank you for the founders of this call, our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and our doctor and pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord. Thank you for their yes. Thank you for their obedience to you, Lord. Thank you for blessing them and to overflow, Lord, and blessing their family and community, Lord. Thank you for our Master's Call family and our Artist Life family, Lord. Thank you for just giving us wisdom and revelation, Lord. And thank you for all of the speakers on the call this morning and the listeners, Lord. Thank you for opening up our spiritual eyes and ears and hearts to hear and receive everything that you have for us on this beautiful, glorious morning that you've given us, Lord. Thank you that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth, Lord, as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and it was a Jesus joy to greet you on this morning. And I'm going to turn it over to our host. Also, happy Earth Day to you as well. And host, please take it over.
Good morning, Minister Rebecca. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can. We can hear you loud and clear.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie for seating us and greeting us this morning. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer, for giving us our tag for today. I love you, Lord. I love you more than anything Monday. I pray that God will continue to bless you, that he will continue to saturate you with his unconditional love and his favor as you go on and continue through your pregnancy. We look forward to celebrating the new arrival. And so may God continue to bless you and keep you. And thank you for serving us here on the Master's Call. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you who have dialed into the Master's Call and those of you who are listening later. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet you with the resurrected power of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as we have celebrated Resurrection Weekend, and today is Earth Day. Earth Day, and we say, Lord, we love you more than anything, for we realize that if it was not for the Lord waking us up this morning, we would not have this opportunity. So we want to welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. We thank you for joining us on behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We say welcome, welcome, welcome. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders with the mission and mandate that as you dialed into this line, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin our day, as you begin your day. We meet here each and every single morning at this divine and appointed hour, and going on 2 months, we have been coming on about 10 minutes before the call actually starts at 40 minutes after the hour, and we have been joining here for praise and worship where we have been ushering in the presence of God. So we invite you to join us. Also, if you're joining us for the first time, we say thank you so much for dialing in this morning, and we welcome you to join us again. We also want you to know that we have a website for our call, and that is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website since the inception of this call, which we're going on 9 years. Praise God. To God be the glory. Also, we do open the line on Fridays to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports and your testimonies, but there may be something going on during the course of the week and you would like someone to be in agreement with you, then we invite you to utilize our email address, info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. The tool that brought us here together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life, which has been in the world for 30 years, 30 plus years, changing lives all over the world with a phenomenal health and wellness nutritional supplements, as well as reshaping garments, as well as a facial collection. And so if you are not familiar with Artist Life, get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will show you and tell you how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, but only if you let it. So today, after this call, it is Inspirational Monday on the New Morning Motivational Call. Our speaker there will be none other than one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. That is our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She will be bringing a message to you on this Monday morning. To listen to it, you could dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. I hope that you all had a blessed resurrection weekend, and we're just getting ready to go a little bit higher in the Lord. And so at this time, without further ado, I would like to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear after the introduction is none other than one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, which she will be doing a double duty today, and that will be none other than our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is a woman who walks in victory. She has an anointing on her life. She is needed in the kingdom of God. She is efficient, she is saved, she is sanctified, and she is our appointed speaker for this morning, all the way from Prairie View, Texas, where she affectionately takes care of her mother, Mother Josie, and along with serving in her church congregation. And man, she does a whole lot of things. So a lot of things are getting done because Dr. Vanessa's presence is there. And so we bless God for her. We thank her for every single thing that she does each and every single day. We can't thank you enough, Dr. V, for all you do. And so simply this morning I say, Lord, have your way in her. Allow her to, the word that you have for her, to go forth mightily, uncontaminated and unhindered in Jesus' name. And at this time, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my beautiful, anointed, talented, and very dedicated songbird, Tiffany. And also thank you to Minister Rebecca and Little Miss Gracie, who's gone now on the bus, for greeting and seating us. And also to our minstrels who bring us into the presence of the Lord through song. And you're such an anointed worship minister, Sharon, and you doing double duty. Also, Minister Tiffany, thank you for all that you ladies do to set the atmosphere so that preaching becomes easy. Well, we've all had, I trust, a blessed resurrection weekend. We're in the midst of God just being so awesome, who he is and what he does in our lives. We're still celebrating
Black Women's History Month, and I want to give you a few more trailblazers, and I'm all about making sure we're empowered. But before I do want to thank each and every one of you for all of the many prayers and cards and comfort you've extended to our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, in the midst of the transition of our beloved Lester Patton. I think it's been posted. If not, we'll make sure we get it up today, that they'll be having a homegoing celebration, a memorial service there in North Carolina this Wednesday. And then they will all head down to Mississippi, his hometown, and have his homegoing celebration this Saturday. So we want to keep the entire Roberts and Patton family lifted up. We've been posting our PayPal address and our Cash App address. That's all she really needs from us is the prayers of the righteous and some finances. She's asking people to please forego sending flowers or cards or just to help them, because there's a lot of people that are trying to transition from North Carolina down to Mississippi and just all that's involved in between. Please keep lifted up Lester's two daughters, Simeon and Daphne. They're in Mississippi, and just the entire Roberts crew also in a church family, both places, with a sudden transition of Brother Lester. Just give them the confidence and the peace. So we're going to do our part, TNC family. I thank you for many of you all who heard the call, and Dr. P.K. Roberts at gmail.com is her PayPal address, and I'm sorry I'm not looking at the Cash App, but we'll get all that posted, and hopefully Tiffany will announce that when she comes back on so that we can all do our part as Artist Life family members, loved ones, friends, and just as fellow believers to keep that family lifted up. We also want to continue to make sure that we remember just that what this season has been and what it means to so many people. And so as we celebrate some trailblazing women, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, they were passed and during and immediately after the Civil War. And they did grant African-Americans many of the civil rights they had long been denied. But this progress was hobbled by overt racism, kind of still going on in 2019, huh? Particularly in the South. And three people that I'd like to highlight, three women, as we celebrate Black Women's History Month. The first being Ida B. Wells. She was born just months before Lincoln even signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. And as a young teacher in Tennessee, Wells began writing for local black news organizations in Nashville and Memphis in the 1880s. And during the next decade, she would lead an aggressive campaign in print and speech against lynching. And in 1909, she was a founding member of the NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, which is still going strong today. Wells could continue to lead the change of civil rights, fair housing laws, and women's rights until her death in 1931. Also want to highlight today, in an era for where few women, white or black, were active in business, Maggie Lena Walker was a pioneer. She was born in 1867 to former slaves, and she would become the first African-American woman to found and lead a bank. Even as a teen, Walker displayed an independent streak, protesting for the rights to graduate in the same building as her white classmates. She also helped form a youth division of a prominent black fraternal organization in her hometown of Richmond, Virginia. In the coming years, she would grow membership in the Independent Order of St. Luke to 100,000 members. And in 1903, she founded the St. Luke Penny Savings Bank, one of the first banks opened by African Americans. Walker would guide the bank, serving as president until shortly before her death in 1934. And the last woman I want to highlight was absolutely awesome for us here in the state of Texas was Barbara Jordan. She's perhaps best known for her role in the congressional Watergate hearings and for her keynote speeches at two Democratic national conventions. But this Houstonian native holds many other distinctions. She was the first black female to serve in the Texas legislature, elected in 1966. 6 years later, she and Andrew Young of Atlanta would become the first African Americans to be elected to Congress since Reconstruction. Barbara Jordan served until 1978, when she stepped down to teach at the University of Texas in Austin. And I really got to know her via my older brother, Wendell, had just started law school there at the University of Texas, and she personally mentored him. And she laughs about he was able to pass his bar all three the first time, but he said it was a little crew of six of them, and she stayed on them for black excellence there at UT. She is such a living legend. As she stepped, Jordan, she did die in 1996, just a few weeks before her 60th birthday. So those are three of so many women, and we'll highlight some different ones on the next call. We also, this morning, definitely do have a word from the Lord, but today is Earth Day. So let me hit that real quick before we get started. Earth Day was founded in 1970 as a day of education about environmental issues, and the Earth Day 2019 occurs on Monday, today, April 22nd. Now, the holiday is now a global celebration that sometimes extended into Earth Week, a full 7 days of events focusing on green living. Now, the idea for the first Earth Day, the day for a national day to focus on the environment, came to Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson, then a U.S. senator from Wisconsin, after witnessing the ravages of the 1969 massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, California. A month later, a separate Earth Day was finally formalized and now has gone global and celebrated in over 193 countries each year. So we want to think green and be clean today on this Earth Day. And again, as we started this call off talking about the celebration this past weekend of our resurrection weekend, this morning I want to bring you a word that has always been on my heart. You've heard me say several times that yesterday, this past weekend, really was the most important time for the body of Christ. I want to talk about because he lives, we choose to live for Christ and be a kingdom builder. Because he lives, we choose to live for Christ and be a kingdom builder. Due to time, I'm just going to give you our scripture references from the book of John. In John 20, the 11th through 18th verse, John 20, the 11th through 18th and 19th verse, then skipping to the 22nd verse in the entire Acts 2. Yesterday, the most important day for all Christianity. Why? Because he lives. And I'm sure in churches all around America, we sang, we did at our church at Sunrise Service, which was absolutely awesome, yesterday by Bill Gaither, Because He Lives, the lyrics of God Sent His Son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, you and I, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. All that ought to get us excited, ready to shout right there alone, because he lives. And years ago, God gave me the acronym for LIVE, loving intentionally, victoriously, every day. Loving intentionally victorious every day. You know, the L in live, I talk about loving unconditionally. We know that is defined with agape love in 1 Corinthians, that whole 13th chapter. Agape love is what led God to ask his son Jesus to come to the cross, to be self-sacrificing, and to pass the baton of love on to you and I. Why? So that we could be kingdom builders. The other L in living and loving intentionally is constantly learning. You and I have to be open to change and grow, embracing the different seasons that God brings and allows in our lives, learning valuable lessons from them all, learning how to eat the meat and spit out the bones. Pass that baton of learning and be a kingdom builder. That other L in loving is lead others to Christ in word and by our deeds. We all are living epistles, and our lives, our lifestyle should draw others to Christ so that we stay that kingdom builder, that I live because he lives. Intimacy with God helps our love for Christ grow. See, we have to spend that quality time in his word and in his presence to pass that baton of intimacy. In other words, to teach others, we have to be the kingdom builders. We have to stay involved in our process of growth. We pray and get directions, but we first must do all we can do and then trust God to do what we cannot do. Remember, we have to be involved to the root, and that will, that shall produce godly fruit. I love that. Be involved to the root. What's your root? Because it'll show the condition of your fruit. Pass that baton of being. Participate and demonstrate and be a kingdom builder when you're involved. Then we got to initiate some things which will daily build our faith and help build and strengthen the kingdom of God. We are kingdom builders. How do we do that, Dr. V? You got to daily study the word, daily pray and intercede, daily stand in the gap and make up the hedge when we're having intimacies, being involved and initiating. Why? Because he lives. We choose to live for Christ and be a kingdom builder. That V and live is victory is a promise. Victory in Christ Jesus. In the Greek, in the Hebrew, Jehovah Nissi, the banner of victory. We got to pass the baton of a winning attitude, an attitude of gratitude. Be a Romans 4:7 thinker. Call those things that be not as though they were, and be a kingdom builder. And when you have that victory in your heart and your mindset, you'll value your gifts, your talents, your blessings. We must first place value on the gifts and talents God has given us, even if others don't. Pass the baton of good stewardship of our gifts and talents and be a kingdom builder. Appreciate and value the many blessings we already have in our lives. Pass the baton of sincere appreciation and have a constant attitude of gratitude. Be the kingdom builder. And then thirdly, we got to be a visionary. Always see the immense possibilities that are available to us as believers. Keep hope alive. Keep believing in a God of possibilities. Always remember walk by faith, not by sight. And we do decree, as I just said, we call those things with eyes of faith, as though things would be not as though they are. Why? Because we're kingdom builders. And lastly, in that E, and live, encourage and edify, build up others, pass the baton of encouragement and edification, make constant spiritual deposits of faith and goodness in word and deed so that you have a wealthy and healthy account when you may need to make a withdrawal. Kingdom building. and then enlist others by being that living epistle for all to see. Pass the baton of demonstration and manifestation, the actual show and tell. Open your mouth and share. Epistle, practice what you and I preach and be a living epistle. And after we encourage and edify and enlist, we got a purpose to enlarge our goals, our dreams, our vision. Allow that extra. In other words, be the extraordinary. As we're ordinary, but when the Holy Spirit blows on us the ruah, breath of God, and gives us that extra, we're the extraordinary in Christ Jesus. Be the kingdom builder. When we are a kingdom builder, your life will matter. When we are a kingdom builder, your life will produce a godly legacy and not a false legend. And what could have been fantasy? When we are a kingdom builder, we will desire to pass the baton. We'll do our part. We'll be a marathon saint and not just a sprint runner. And like Jesus, we will also be able to say, it is finished. We'll die empty after he's already filled us up, and we'll fulfill our God-ordained assignment, building our part of the kingdom with the spirit of excellence and be that kingdom builder. Yesterday, all around the world, we celebrated Resurrection Day. Now today, this post-resurrection, the baton, the cross, the mandate, and the mission has been passed on to you and I. What are you and I going to do with it? We're going to be his kingdom builders. All that's today's message is because he lives, we choose to live for Christ and be his kingdom builder. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. Sorry we went a little over.
No problem. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. We received that word. Because he lives, we choose to be kingdom builders. To God be the glory. I'll be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for today. Beloved to God in prayer at this time and pray over our prayer requests. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for the message that you gave to the messenger this morning, Dr. Vanessa. We ask right now that you would fill her up with virtue, God, that every single need that she stands in need of, God, that you have already allowed for it to be met, Father. So we ask that you would allow it to manifest in her life on this day. For every person that is under the sound of my voice, God, I decree and declare thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in their lives. We lift up the Patton and the Roberts family to you, God. We say, have your way, Father. Have your way. Provide comfort. Provide peace, God, and allow them to rest in your arms, Father. We celebrate the life of Brother Lester Wallace Patton, and we pray that his light will continue to shine through each and every single person who he has touched, Father. And so these things we ask in thy son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So I want to give you the replay for this call. It is 712-432-1085 is the replay. The PIN code is 957-677-pound. And we'll be headed over to the new morning motivational call for Inspirational Monday, where Dr. Vanessa will be our messenger on that call as well. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. And so let me give you the information for what will be going on as far as on Wednesday. Wednesday will be the first homegoing celebration of life service for Brother Lester Wallace Patton. It will happen on Wednesday, this Wednesday, April the 24th, 2019, at 1 p.m. at Contemporary First Missionary Baptist Church. And if you don't get all of this, what I'm saying right now, go back and listen to the replay. I'll give you that number again once I'm done. The address is 429 Harris Street in Hendersonville, North Carolina. The The zip code is 28792. And so that will be happening on Wednesday. And then on Saturday, another celebration of life service will be happening. And that will take place on Saturday, April the 27th, 2019 at Mercy Seat Baptist Church at 3169 Highway 547, Port Gibson, Mississippi, 39150. Arrangements have been entrusted to Thompson Funeral Home, located at 612 Coffee Street, Port Gibson, Mississippi, 39150. Brother Lester Patton will lay in state from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock a.m. at Mercy Seat Baptist Church, and the service will begin at 11 o'clock a.m. If you would like to send a Cash App donation to or blessing to Dr. PK, the Cash App is $ Dr. PK Roberts, so $DrPKROBERTS, that will go to Dr. Pecola Roberts. And if you would like to send something by PayPal, it will be DrPKRoberts@gmail.com. So DrPKROBERTS@gmail.com. And so please adhere to the announcements that have been given. Again, the replay to go back to this call is 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-POUND. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon, and all of you who have joined us this morning for praise and worship, for allowing God's presence to meet us here on the Master's Call. To Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie, thank you for seating us and greeting us this morning. Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you for tagging the day. Lord, you are more than anything Monday. And so we praise God for each of you who have joined us. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for that word this morning and for reminding us that it is because he lives. And we choose to live to be kingdom builders. And will you come back at this time and give us our benediction for this day?
I sure will. Thank you. We're going to hear a different word, so hopefully you all will hop on the other call. And we have more manna from heaven to share. Father God, we just thank you today because you live. You live big inside of each and every one of us. Bless us on this Earth Day to celebrate this earth that you gave us and that we be good stewards of it. Bless us as Black History's Month, as we, Black Women's History Month, as we celebrate these matriarchs who sacrificed so much. Now, as we leave this call, but never your presence, be with us on this new week, this new day, this beginning of your mercies, that we will be the best you've called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glad to have an absolutely awesome day. Hopefully I'll hear quite a few of you on the new morning motivational call in about 3 minutes. Be blessed. Bye-bye.